Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bags, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl!
White hot tails, cold, screaming, jagged waves. Raucous thunderclap resounding through the space. Take no prisoners with a message from the mage. All are guilty here, but this night they must be made to win.
Greetings, fellow dungeon crawlers, and welcome to another episode of Hammer Crawl, a comedic actual play dungeon crawl podcast. I'm your host, Dungeon Master, and Hammersmith, NPC. Since this is possibly your first time joining us, I'll give you a quick bit of background behind what's going on. Hammer Crawl is initially just my own personal method for running classic dungeon crawls on the fly, tournament style, with zero preparation. Started as a fun con game, quickly grew into its own set of rules, and now this podcast. You're listening to the fourth batch of episodes from our ongoing Wolves of Zeramund adventure series. Now this batch kicks off with episode 12 of their saga, which corresponds to episode 15 of the podcast as a whole. In this batch of episodes, we both bring in a new player and venture into a brand new dungeon. And since the Hammer Crawl game system is still evolving, we try out a few new game rules along the way. Once again, thanks for listening. Now sit back and enjoy the ongoing saga of the Wolves of Zeramund as they venture forth into the Pit of Tenebrous Worms. Welcome to the newest set of episodes of our Wolves of Zeramund saga on Hammer Crawl. I am NPC, your host, Dungeon Master, and Hammersmith. Thanks for listening. And joining me today is a slight change up in the mix of players. Starting to my left.
Hey, it's Natalie. Yeah, I'm Natalie, and Portland native and, person. you guys have heard my voice before. In this episode, I am playing Dominion Chester Killfrogger, the delightful half-ogre. Something to tease to come is, you know, a little bit of a comeback kid.
That's true. Dominion, Dom has survived several sessions so far and has already... appeared at a few times.
There's been a few close calls. Stuff going on for me, you know, not much. Just hanging out. I'm doing this and D&D and school and being a rad human being. That's it for me.
Hi, this is Poppy Beaujolais. You know me as the wannabe wine snob on Bikers, Dice, and Bars, one of the other Breakfast Puppies shows here. You can follow me on Instagram at Poppy Beaujolais. It is mostly selfies, pictures of chickens, and me drinking various and sundry things, and occasional pictures of my niece.
Chickens.
Bethesda the chicken. Hashtag Bethesda the chicken. She's our mascot. I am playing Draug the Vengeful, a.k.a. Dr. Og, the elven exemplar bounty hunter who has a little chaotic wanderlust in his heart. And in this adventure, you are going to learn firsthand the dangers of elf-splaining.
I'm Jessie Detweiler, and new to the lineup, so thrilled to be here. I'm a cellist here in Portland, Oregon. I play with my band, Lenore. We're working on a new album. We are playing various shows. There will be a link, I'm told. today, I will be playing Zane on the Mono Unsaturated I'm the healthy fat. Follower of Carob, the lord of health food. Not to mention the many directions, cardinal directions of flavors and foods, which you will hate, but will make you healthy.
You are the enemy of Flavortown.
I may be the enemy of Flavortown, but I will make sure your life is long, prosperous in the name of Carob.
Hi, I'm Lady Cokeen, and I play Delphine the Delver, also the party leader. Very exciting stuff. In my muggle life, I'm a performer, producer, talent booker, and all-around triple threat boss babe. I'm also a competitive power lifter, and you can follow me on the Instagrams at Lady Cokeen. I'm Lady Cokeen on everything, and that's C-O-Q-U-I-N-E. And a little taster of Delphine is really close to leveling up this round. That may or may not be happening.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see if that happens. Yeah,
can't confirm or deny, but looking good for Delphine. She's feeling strong and agile. So,
all right. Well, let's go ahead and dive into the action.
Ow! Ooh, ow!
What is this? And welcome back to Hammercrawl. When we last left off, the Wolves of Zeremon, led by Delphine the Delver, had decided to give up on the Black Lair of the Vampire Count because it wasn't really worth their time anymore and move on to a new dungeon, the Pit of Tenebrous Worms.
That one.
I have a problem with give up. I think we succeeded.
So just we in surviving.
We survived and we looted and we got what we needed out of that. I don't think giving up is harsh.
We made a conscious, informed choice to do something else.
Your conscious, informed choice was to give up at the thing that you are doing.
GTFO.
I think it's called move on.
Well, yeah.
Choose your battles,
moving on is a form of failure.
The best revenge... The best revenge of a lost relationship is apathy, quite frankly.
Oh, wow.
True. Well, in the time, a few days have passed since your last gathering at the mall, the coffee shop, where you were meeting with your potential new party member who, unfortunately, could not join us today.
Yeah, our tattoos have healed.
Yeah, we're ready to move on. They look banging.
The Wolves of Zeremon did indeed all get matching tattoos, including handing one out to a random stranger who joined the party.
Yeah. Edith got called into work. She couldn't be here today.
That's what happens when you rent a cop. And couldn't come into our party. Yeah. I knew it.
So, Delphine, you've gathered the Wolves of Zeremon, or at least what remains of them, to head forth into the new dungeon of your target. And I believe the reason was to explore a little bit of Dom's history. You were found near here, and you believe that you have roots traced into this dungeon.
I have some, you know, feelings. My ogre sense tells me that I might find something that has to do with my past here. But, you know, we'll see.
I also believe that there was some religious, I feel like there was some spiritualism knowledge that you could find about Firuza in the pit. Was that correct? Was that something that Serafina was excited about?
Vaguely familiar. Yes.
She was initially excited that it was going to bring her closer to the earth, which is one of the elements, and Firuza is all about the elements. However, Serafina could not make it today, and she sent you a message saying, goodbye forever.
Take notes. Take notes on the earth.
She sent you a message letting you know of her last minute.
Her crisis of
faith. Crisis of faith.
Crisis
word
for
got
the faith.
Back to the High Council of Firuza that she'd been palling around with some weirdos. So I think she had to go make amends.
Just to prove she was still on the up.
As you know, Firuza requires some weird amends.
Emergency High Council of Firuza Balk is what I think she actually said.
That sounds really intense.
So you put out an ad on the list that guy Greg does, and you found...
Greg's list, yes.
You found a last-minute cleric replacement.
Lucky for you, you have found Xenon the Monounsaturated. Beloved follower of our darling Carob, the Lord of Health Food.
Oh.
Oh.
takes great care of us. We each take a name, in fact, when we enter the service. And mine, monounsaturated, represents the healthy fats.
Oh. Yes, yes.
That, I mean, and that goes along really well with Firuza and the elements, because you are, yeah, you're imbibing whole organic, you know, foods. And
if you had to, like, so much carbon,
pick an emoji for your character, what, maybe like what food emoji would you be?
The salad, the dish of salad, you know, where it's like dancing out of the bowl.
Oh, very nice.
It's like someone is tossing a salad to you into your mouth.
That's not what I think about when I think of tossing salad.
Yeah,
but I appreciate your emoji choice.
Yes.
That's how I got into this whole thing was.
Yeah, Dr. Og?
I tossed Firuza salad a little bit.
Oh, whoa.
Yes.
Are we allowed to know that?
Like,
are you allowed to share that information?
I think we actually encouraged it.
Oh, true.
I think it was an initiation. So
that was my initiation.
We were all witness to it.
So you might have been gone. You might. I think you were gone for that.
You're gonna fit really well here.
Yeah. Oh, that was part of when we met Dr. Og. That was the initial. Okay,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
nice to meet you, Zanon.
Zanon.
Yes. Lovely.
You may simply call me the monounsaturated if you want.
Oh, okay.
Now, Zanon, what specifically, personally, calls you down to the pit of Tenebrous Worms? Why did you answer their want ad?
Well, worms are a very healthy food if you think about it. Look around the world. Everyone eats worms that is healthy.
Sustainable.
Don't you realize that?
Animals?
Animals. Birds eat worms. Carob loves birds, you see.
Mm.
The finest of the creatures. Also, parasites are worms.
Right.
And they live for a long time inside of your intestine.
That's true. You bring up a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Also, worms make great compost.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah.
The morning that you all gather together and head on to the pit of Tenebrous Worms, how does this meeting go? You make the post for potential cleric to meet us at the pit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She had a pager number, so we paged her. You know.
What is a pager?
I wear it on my belt.
I mean, we're in the land of 1997.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah.
All clerics have pagers now. Don't you?
We told her we were the group wearing all Doc Martens, so she would easily find us. That is... So
all of our sleeves are ripped off to show off our tattoos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they're still healing. They need air.
Yeah.
Like it's completely
healthy.
Logical.
Yeah.
It's incredible how they all seem to be just a little too small for the arm. Very 1997.
Well, Zanon, do you show up early, on time, or late?
I show up early, mm-hmm. of course.
Yeah.
And I have brought sacrament for all of you to imbibe.
What
if
is
you
the
wish
sacrament?
To be. Brownies. Delicious, Ooh. Delicious brownies.
Are these gluten free?
What's that?
I mean, I'm just, that's what I hear people say. I don't know what it actually means.
Gluten is actually a god
in this world.
So what you're simply asking they have asked if the god Gluten has blessed these brownies or not.
You know, it's too long ago to know gluten. Gluten is not yet a thing.
Okay.
But try these brownies. Try these brownies. I mean, unless you're a bread maker, come on. They're the only ones that really know what gluten is back in 97, which is now.
Oh, yeah. What are your pronouns, Zanon?
I prefer he, him. Ugh. Thank you.
Great. Well, these are made in accordance with your god and rituals?
Yes. Pure carobin, no sweetener. You're going to love them.
Okay. All right. I'm down.
Have you ever eaten chalk?
Surprisingly, yes, actually.
Well, then you will love them even more.
I survived off of shock when I was younger and, you know, when I was near the pit of Tenebrous Worms to survive.
The chalk mine of Tenebrous.
Yeah, I just dug into the ground and was like, this looks like something I could eat.
Yes.
And put it in my mouth, you know, like a normal 6-year-old.
I would love to eat one of your brownies.
Excellent.
I bet you would.
Hi, I'm Dr. Og.
Hello, Dr. Og.
It's very nice to meet you.
So to introduce the party for people who are unfamiliar with them, we will start with the party leader.
I am Delphine the Delver, your fearless leader of the Wolves of Saramet.
Should I howl? Is it too soon?
You know, learn it. Learn it first. Like, find the right pitch.
It's going to feel right.
And then, like, try it out first, you know?
Mm. How do you teach a wolf pup to howl? I'm just wondering.
You slap him.
Okay. We'll begin training soon. Ow, 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 ow.
Wait, one more.
You're getting there.
Oh!
That's
pretty
good. I knew
that would work. Thank you, Dr. Ock.
Well.
He is the doctor. Just like slapping a baby. Like, right,
he didn't go to 12 years medical school to not slap people.
Yeah, seriously.
That's the reason you go. It's in the pamphlet.
Next we have...
Hi, I am Dragu the Vengeful, but you can call me Dr. Og.
Where does the Og come from?
It's just short for Dragu. It's something my mom used to call me.
Really kind of like Dr. August.
I was, you know, her, like, little, Dr. Og. I was her little Oggy dog. It was just kind of stuck with me.
So charming.
And you are what again?
I am an elven exemplar.
Excellent.
I'm also have a background as a bounty hunter.
Nice. And then finally, rounding out this trio that has met you up here on the hilly. No, this is the pit of Tenebrous Worms. This is
the chalk hill.
The chalk hills
above the mountain
lead to the pit.
Yeah. It's just a chalk. It's just
the chalky hill that leads down into the pit.
Carib teaches us that by nature pits are not hills, but I understand. Perhaps some of us have not read the scriptures.
I mean, there could be hills adjacent to pits.
There could be pits in the hills.
I am Dominion Chester Killfrogger, your half-ogre berserker friend.
And friend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Glorious.
Yeah, until you hit me, and then who knows?
Do not slap.
Oh, okay. Careful there.
I like to know what I'm working with right away.
I am what I am, which is a half ogre.
Would you like some spinach? Those were the magic words that request spinach.
Not right now. I got brownie in my teeth. So
do not speak the incantation if you do not wish the spinach.
Sorry. Didn't mean to summon Popeye.
And rounding things out, and we now have a cleric, the monounsaturated cleric of Carib. Now, letting the party know what your abilities are, just real quick, what spells do you have that you can back them up with?
I can do things that you're really going to want a cleric to be able to do. For example, purifying food and water. I can do that often. I can also read magic. I can protect you from evil. That's about it.
Yeah. No, those are.
I mean, except for cure light wounds and provide light, but no one really cares about those.
Providing light is nice. That just made you our light keeper.
Yeah.
So just saying,
you sound very.
You
useful.
Just volunteered for that.
Mm.
You stand on the chalk hills, looking down into the pit that leads to the Tenebrous Worms.
Can you describe the pit just like a little bit?
The pit itself is actually a wide gaping entrance. It is an orifice into the ground where the chalkiness of the hills fades away into kind of a murky, soft, earthen descent. It is not a man-made entrance. It is sort of a cave that is dropped out underneath the chalky hills. There's a little bit of a stench rising up from it.
Ah.
Not a rotting stench, but more of a bit of earthiness wafting over the air. Firuza would be comforted. The rest of you, it's a bit unpleasant.
1997 was all about the gape, so the gape of this is looking juicy.
It's a big gaping cat butthole.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wow. Delicious.
We're going to start walking down the chalk hill toward the gape.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you're going to lead us, Dom.
Okay.
I'm going to follow. You're going to be in the middle there, Zaynon, and you're going to hold up the rear.
Dr. Og, bring up the rear.
Yeah.
That's wise. I'm very important. You should keep me in the middle.
I just don't trust you yet, so.
We got to keep an eye on you.
Keep an eye on you, yeah.
Potato, potato.
Yeah. Well, I think we got to, you know, kind of scope out this hole and see how, if we can determine how deep it is and if it's possible to maybe climb down is what I'm thinking.
Yes, we will penetrate the surface and learn what it means.
If we are standing on the edge, can we see the bottom if we look down this pit?
When you are standing on the edge
of glory,
it is a slow descent. Once you get to the edge, you look down, you can drop down maybe like 5 feet or so, but then the earth sort of winds down into the darkness. You could simply slide down first upon chalk, but the chalk fades away and then you're sliding down wet earth.
Okay.
It is a strange, unnatural separation
right
between the two biomes.
But we see it just goes into darkness. We can't like actually see the bottom from our vantage point.
You cannot see the bottom of the pit.
Okay.
Okay. Imagine it's kind of like a funnel. You slide down and there's a pit, but the pit is going down at an angle and kind of twists right down into the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you follow it down, it could wind down into who knows what cavities of the earth.
Yeah, because worms don't dig like straight down. Mm-hmm. They have to kind of like come in at an angle and then, you know,
find the soft earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a doctor in worms?
No, but I have a skill of nature lore.
Oh, okay.
So
that could,
I'm...
That could include vermiculture.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. So mm-hmm, there, you know, it's the... I have a general understanding of this...
Worm diggings?
Yes.
Worm
diggers.
What do you think?
Well, I have a quick question, though. Delphine, what kind of delving are you most familiar with?
For you to find out. We call her Delphine the Clam Digger.
Mm. Damn. Because you like digging in the beach?
Let's proceed.
No comment.
I'm sorry if I wasn't supposed to give that information away.
Hey, everyone loves shellfish here. It's a very
confidentiality, Dr. Ogg.
I'm not that kind of doctor.
Don't you remember signing that NDA? I'm willing to lead the way down into the pit if someone wants to be a light holder.
I love holding the light.
And so does anybody have a torch or a lantern?
I have two torches.
I have a lantern and one flask of oil.
Okay.
I also have a lantern with 1d2 flasks of oil.
Mm. Oh, go ahead and roll that now. So 1d2 is essentially high low.
1d4, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, or flip a coin.
One flask.
You have one flask of oil for that lantern. That said, one flask lasts a whole lantern worth of oil. So all of those turn marks, it's not just one turn. It's a whole refill. Do you have any rations? Iron or regular?
Yes.
Excellent. Does everybody else have food?
Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. I have dried rations for 1 week.
We have fresh. I bought fresh rations for everyone.
Oh,
you don't want fresh rations.
Well, I'm just saying we bought some for the first couple of days.
Yeah, I have 5 That's iron rations and 7 dried rations.
Okay.
I have 5 standard rations.
We'll eat the fresh stuff first.
Yeah.
Well, she-wolf, I'll go to your judgment. Shall we continue into the pit? Okay.
Move.
All right, fine. Who wants to hold this torch?
I
want to hold Daisy.
And Daisy is your big sword.
Is my big two-handed sword that is glittery and increases the light source that it is by.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. I have a bastard sword in one hand, so.
So that will only work if the person nearest you is holding the torch, by the way.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, so I was
whoever
first.
Whoever is second
and you
would be
second?
Delphine.
Okay.
So for that effect to work, for that glitter bomb magical glow to work, it would need to be Delphine or whoever is immediately closest to you. Holding a torch.
Yeah, I think I have...
I wouldn't mind standing behind you.
Do I have dark vision? Or is that another character I'm thinking of?
None of these characters have dark vision.
That's another campaign.
Yep. It's old school, baby.
Although you
we can switch orders. We can switch orders so Xenon is behind Dom.
Sure.
I am also holding my whip, so I'm
whip
ready.
At the ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So Xenon is holding the... torch or lantern?
We'll start with a torch.
Okay.
So I will take one off of mine.
All right. So Xenon, make a note that on the lightkeeper card that one torch is lit. Torches have 6 turns of light where I believe the lanterns have 24.
It is true.
Excellent.
I have a great eye for light.
So you're heading down and you're in the second slot right behind the towering half ogre. Now, do you consider yourself a tall person, Xenon?
Tall is not a word that my Lord Carib cares for one way or another, so I consider myself girthy of elevation.
Sorry, are you a human?
I am.
Okay. And so, Delphine, you're also a human, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I think we have two humans, a half ogre, and an elf in this party.
Yeah. Yep. That's pretty. Yeah. That's nice.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and move forward unless anybody is taking any other actions or precautions.
Forward. I do declare.
That would actually be my job. Forward.
Oh, sorry.
I would like to prepare my bola just in case something horrible approaches.
Oh, I also have a grappling hook. I almost forgot.
Delphine, if I ever cross the line, make sure to punish me for my insubordination.
All right. I'm going to build the initial dice pool for delving into the dungeon. Right now, we simply have a single die. You haven't stated any kind of actions that are contributing in your favor, but you also haven't dallied too long, made a lot of noise, or caused any kind of chaos that would contribute to the enemies getting any bonuses as well. So roll that one die.
Skeksis. I feel like it's going to be a very cheerful room.
You step into single file down the passageway that leads into the pit. The pit begins to slope down into this winding corkscrew-like passage, descending further and further, deeper and deeper. And it gets a little tighter and closer until it finally, at the bottom, after about six such rotations around the corkscrew, you come to an exit and a long, straight hallway that, unlike the entrance, is clearly man-made.
And now, can Dom get through this?
Dom can make it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm scrunching.
It has gotten smaller and smaller, but it has not gotten that small. Like,
yeah.
You could probably even walk two abreast into this area. This has been a wide, slowly narrowing passage as the corkscrew has tightened at the bottom.
I'm going to have some lumbar issues, but
fantastic.
You know,
we're at the door. I think we should see.
There is no door.
Oh, it's just
there is simply
a passage
extending forward. There's a number of...
How can I tell it's man-made then?
Because it is carved. This is not a natural
looks
passage.
More like...
This
symmetrical
is not carved earth. These are flat floors, walls. You have about an 8-foot wide, continuous, steady egress in front of you. It extends about 40 strides ahead. You can see that the passage branches in both directions, and it ends at a statue that is mounted into the wall. It does not touch the floor or the ceiling. Kind of shaped like a figurehead of a ship would be this kind of forward looking perched carved figure of it looks like a humanoid, but its limbs are winding and tentacled and wrapped around it like a straitjacket. Its head does not have the normal human features that you would expect. Instead, where the eye sockets would be are these tentacles coming out and wrapping around, curving up into a tightly coiled nest of what you think might be snakes.
Worm hair.
You can't tell. Yeah, it could be worm hair. It is reaching forward with this tentacle of its left arm. Again, it's got that kind of forward curve, like a figurehead of a ship, but that arm then wraps back down around itself.
So, and then beyond this is where it splits into two passageways?
To either side of that statue coming out is a split.
Aww.
You can notice, at least, again, you're about 30 strides away. You have not approached it yet. Is an open pit underneath it.
Aww.
There is no floor in the square that it occupies. Again,
okay.
It is set back from the passage. You could approach it. You could walk to either side of it and head down either passage. But underneath the statue itself is an open pit.
Hey, Dom.
Yes?
I'll give you a gold to touch that.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Wolves of Zaramanda Saga on the Hammercrawl Podcast. Stay tuned for more adventures to come as they delve deeper into the pit of tenebrous worms, seeking adventure, riches, fortune, and legends, and of course, an inevitable hilarious death. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. send us your feedback at breakfastpuppies.com or leave us a review on iTunes. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed at your favorite podcatcher or check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. Check out the official game rules of the Growing World Bible on GitHub. The opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Yes, that Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the absolutely amazing dungeon synth artist Erang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. Your Hammercrawl lesson of the day is, if you can't get your brand new wolf to howl properly, just try slapping it a few times. Or don't. You might get bit.